Today we're going to talk about SAN management and security. This is a topic that's very dear to me because as a storage manager myself, one of the best pieces of advice I ever got was to invest in a solid reporting and management structure. And I've found that this can make the difference between a reliable and efficient and scalable storage network and an inefficient one. So we're going to start by talking about the different types of management tools that are available out there. And then we're going to talk a little bit about security and the implications of management tools on security, which are actually quite severe. So let's start by the different types of management tools. Really, there are, you know, when people talk about storage management, they immediately jump to the topic of SRM, or storage resource management. Now, unfortunately, that term can mean different things to different people. A lot of people, when they hear SRM, will start thinking about file reporting, meaning how many MP3 files do I have, who owns them, when were they touched, you know, where are they? Which device holds them? This is a valuable piece of information, to be sure, but it's not really the end story. In fact, it's only a tiny, tiny bit of the overall storage management picture. Let's start all the way on the other side at the storage array itself. Now, there's a whole class of management tools that focus on managing the storage array efficiently. These are tools, really, that can be classified by who uses them. This is the tool that the storage administrator uses every day when he has to carve up array, when he has to create a RAID group, when he has to present a LUN, when he has to configure LUN masking, when he has to check to see if he can replace a bad drive or not. These tools really are not something that you're going to want to buy from a third party. Just like a universal remote will never be able to control every feature of your new DVD player or receiver, so too, a universal array management tool doesn't really exist. Now, just like a universal remote, if you have a lot of different arrays, you might want to invest in something that will do 90% of the functions for 90% of your storage arrays. But if you've got a much more homogeneous environment where you only have a couple of different types of storage arrays, it's probably best to skip this altogether and buy whatever the vendor gives you and learn to use it well. In fact, this is one area that you can really benefit from right away. Buy the vendor's management tool and go to the class for it. You will learn all sorts of things about how to best manage that storage array. And this is really one way to guarantee that you have a stable and reliable storage network, is by learning how to use the storage array. Now, similar products are available for managing the switches. These devices, again, are probably best procured from the vendor of the switch. So if you buy Cisco switches, buy Cisco's product. If you buy Brocade switches, buy Brocade's product. The same for the other vendors. These products really focus on their specific set of abilities, and you're not going to be confused. If you have a heterogeneous switched environment, well, maybe it's going to make sense to buy something, but probably not. Now, there are also end-to-end management tools. Now, these are a little less vendor focused. In other words, these are the kind of tools that monitor paths through the SAN or monitor availability over time. These tools are still used by the storage administrator, but again, you might want to look at a tool that's not from the vendor in this category. Now, some of them can do things like predicting what the impact of merging two SANs together would be, or finding the root cause of a failure. This is just wonderful, wonderful stuff, and is generally not available in the vendor packages. So if you're looking for an end-to-end SAN management tool, that might be a good thing to invest your money in when your storage network administrators are concerned. Now, of course, there are lots of other people who are impacted by storage management. Another piece of kit that you really ought to investigate is a good reporting package, one that can report the availability of your storage devices over time. Now, whenever there's a failure, people tend to come out of the woodwork and run to you and say, "What happened? What happened?" You know, this seems like this happens all the time. One of the best things you can do is to be proactive about that and whip out a graph that shows, yes, we had a failure, but look, we haven't had a failure in 6 months before that, and especially not one that affected you. So I'm very sorry, and I will try my best to keep that from happening again, but you know, this is actually a pretty reliable system. That kind of reporting package can really really help you in dealing with your end users. You might also need something like this if you have SLAs or chargeback schemes in place, where you might need to run custom reports on a regular basis. This is going to be used more by the manager of the storage group, not so much the day-to-day administrators. Another type of reporting package is an alerting and monitoring and operations package. Now, this is something that, like the end-to-end SAN management package, will watch the SAN, but it's not so much focused on root cause analysis as it is on just getting out a readable alert to the right people at the right time. This kind of package would be focused on the type of people in a production support or an operations group, a different set of people entirely. But if you're not using a group like that to manage your SAN and monitor the operations, you probably ought to be, because they're sitting in the big room looking at the big screen waiting for something to turn red every day, and I'd rather have them looking and waiting for something to turn red than have me have to wear a pager every day. Another class of storage software entirely is this SRM package. Now, what this means is I want to know where my data is and some of the elements of it. Like I said, I want to know how many MP3s files I have. I want to know how many Word documents or PSTs I have. Which is my biggest database? Which things have grown most recently? Now, these file-level reporting packages are fairly common, but a lot of them have been absorbed into the vendor's own storage management products. So, if you're looking for something like this, you might end up having to look at your storage array vendor to get it. Or you might be looking at a general purpose management software vendor. Now there's another entire class of storage products that are just coming up, and these are data classification products. The difference between a file level reporting product and a data classification product, even though both might be called storage resource management, is that a data classification product is going to look inside the file and find out something about it. Of course, that something could be almost anything. A lot of these things can be programmed with almost any kind of search that you could imagine. You know, many of your data files have some metadata, but a lot of them have none at all. And it wouldn't be uncommon to have to program one of these data classification products to look for a specific string or a specific type of information that's critical to your business. So, for example, if you were a credit card processing company, files that contain credit card numbers would be absolutely critical. You know, personally identifying information, patent numbers, social security numbers, phone numbers, all sorts of things like that might be critical in identifying just what this information is. And these data classification tools can be extremely powerful, but you need to put a lot of thought into what you're looking for and what you're going to do about it once you find it. Now, once we've talked about the different types of management tools, I think there's another important thing to think about, and that's the security, the impact of these tools on the security of your storage network. Now, you might be scratching your head here and saying, wait a second, how do these things impact security? I thought security was about keeping out intruders. Well, these packages can actually let in intruders just as effectively as any other kind of a hack on your network. In fact, array management is probably the easiest way to break into any storage management or any storage environment. For example, if I was an attacker, I might decide that it's easier to convince a storage administrator to give me his password, or to try the different vendor default passwords that might be in place, or even to try other methods of getting at that interface in order to try to crack into it. And, you know, it's pretty likely that I could use these methods to get access to the SAN in order to, at the very least, disrupt operations through kind of a denial of service attack, or at the most, make a copy of data and give myself that copy. So, for example, I could take a snapshot of a running database, and then I could present that snapshot as a new LUN to my laptop if I was connected to some kind of a SAN that allowed me to do that. Or, you know, perhaps I could present it to another server that I had already compromised that was already on the SAN. This is a big, big problem. And the truth is that the management interfaces for a lot of these devices, the arrays and the switches, are totally insecure. In fact, it's not uncommon to find, you know, the most secure environment with all the storage devices and SAN switches locked in the data center, no access to them, but yet to have that Ethernet management port connected directly to the production network of the whole environment, or at the very least, to a management network that's available to managers of all types of networking equipment in the data center. This is a big, big problem, and you really need to close this loophole down if you happen to be one of those people who's had this kind of access configured. What you need to do is treat the management interface the same way that you would treat the storage network itself, meaning lock it up. Don't put services and servers, don't let it get out onto your main network, certainly don't let it get out to the internet. You know, put a firewall on it. Use a VPN. If you really want to sit at your desk and configure the SAN, which may not be a good idea anyway, but if you really want to do that, use a VPN client to tunnel over your corporate network through the firewall and onto that secret management network. Make sure that you replace all the passwords, too. Ask your vendor if they have a password to get access to the array management or the switch management, and make sure that they change it to one that's customized just for your company. They might be reluctant to do that. In fact, in my experience, some vendors use the same password for a whole geographic region across multiple customers. And in my experience, again, I've seen them type those passwords in over their shoulder. So you really need to make sure that you're not using the same password on your high production critical SAN environment as somebody across the street is using in their test lab. You need to make sure that all of the passwords are changed. You need to have logging on so that you can see every time somebody logs in what they did. Have that logging go to a secure server that you can audit later. That actually helps you too, because I've also seen some cases where a device will fail and the vendor will say, oh, you must have logged in and configured it funny. Well, whether you did or not, you can't prove it unless you have a log that shows, nope, not only didn't I type those commands you're saying that I did, but I didn't even log in that day. That would be really helpful. Now, another thing you want to think about too is encryption of data. Now, this is less of an issue when you're talking about management interfaces, because most of the management interfaces actually encrypt the data as it goes across the network, so people can't really snoop in. But what about the passwords, the initial logon? Are those encrypted? Is there another way to get in? You know, a lot of them will use SSH or SSL, but some of them will support a fallback to unencrypted, wide-open communication over Telnet or over regular HTTP. Is that enabled? If it is, you better shut that off. And not only that, but some of these devices run Windows. Now, that's not a problem in and of itself, because Windows has actually evolved into a fairly stable OS, and the embedded version that they use to run these devices is even more stable than the kind that's on your laptop. Well, my laptop's not that stable, and neither is yours, but that's probably because I did something to it. But if you're talking about the kind of Windows that they use on the storage arrays, there is still a vulnerability there, and that's that there are many, many, many people out there trying to breach Windows security. Literally thousands of people constantly trying to attack Windows devices. And it would be awful hard to secure any OS against an attack like that. And so what we're seeing is that occasionally these storage devices that run Windows on the management or the control units, but not necessarily on the rest of the storage device, you might not even know that that's running Windows. It might just look like an Ethernet port to you, but it still might be vulnerable to some new undiscovered attack or some kind of worm or Trojan that gets on the network. That's why it's so, so important to lock these things away with a firewall. I've seen many cases of people being able to do all sorts of unscrupulous things through these management interfaces, so it's critical that you lock them away. This is also true when you're talking about software that might not even touch the array quite so dramatically as like the array management or the switch management class. You know, maybe you're not worried as much about your file reporting software, but you ought to be, because in some cases you can use these things to see the content of files. You know, if it's a data classification product, it might actually have sort of super user access to read the content of every file on the network. And even though you can't exploit that super user access to read the files directly, you could probably set up a search to look for social security numbers or credit card numbers and give you the result of that. Or maybe you can use your SRM package. You know, maybe it has mostly reporting components, but it also has an array configuration component because the vendor was trying to expand into that market. You should shut that stuff off. In fact, it's probably best to use specialized accounts for each purpose for each of these SAN management products. So, for example, if you want to do reporting for a chargeback, make an account that can only report, it can only read, and only read this type of data from this type of server. If you're going to do alerting for the big board in the operations room, make an account that can only read alerts. It's pretty simple stuff, and it's stuff that's been done on other networked devices. But a lot of storage people haven't really thought about that because they've spent all their time thinking about encryption and authentication on the storage network itself. I hope this has given you some things to think about, and I'm going to be talking about this topic and many others at Storage Decisions.